Please listen carefully.
Hello, world. Welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay.
We are part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded, positive news stories every day in order to change the tenor of news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
Every weekday, we publish 10 stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we will be sharing these solutions in our commute-worthy podcast.
By subscribing, listening to, and reading and sharing The Optimist Daily, you are on the front lines of action-oriented steps towards solving our world's biggest problems. First you, and then 100,000, and then 100 million people focused on solutions will change the world for good.
So here are today's top solutions. Scotland passes a bill to make menstrual products free to anyone in need. In 2018, Scotland became the first country in the world to make menstrual products free to all students in schools, colleges, and universities. This week, Scotland took this idea a giant step further after passing a bill to provide free menstrual products to everyone who needs them. The bill, which passed with 112 votes in favor and only one abstainer, would make pads and tampons freely available to all who need them at designated public places, such as community centers, youth clubs, and pharmacies. The program would cost an estimated $31.2 million annually, according to Reuters. According to UN Dispatch, 800 million people menstruate every day. Menstrual hygiene is seen by many as a basic human right, but sanitary products catering to people who menstruate are often treated as luxury items. This inability to access such products is known as period poverty. With this new bill, Scotland is on its way to becoming the first country in the world to end period poverty.
This veterinarian walks the streets to treat the pets of homeless people. The Optimist Daily, we love to spotlight people who go the extra mile to help out their communities. With that in mind, we bring you the story of Quan Stewart, a veterinarian who walks around the streets of California treating animals owned by homeless people for free. When Stewart first decided to become a veterinarian, he had no idea that his job would become less about the animals he treats and more about the humans who own them. The 49-year-old animal lover spends his free time driving around California, spotting homeless people with animals. But his goal isn't to take away their pets, it's to give them free care for no cost at all. Stewart was the county veterinarian for San Jose County in Modesto, California, when the Great Recession hit the U.S. in 2007. That's when Stewart realized he needed to do a lot more for the animals who had suddenly been tossed to the sidelines of this financial crisis. To quote Stewart, "That was the moment for me, career-wise, that was enlightening. Up until then, I'd been practicing high-end medicine for clients who could pay for everything. Suddenly, I was thrown into this economic war, and people couldn't even afford to help their pets," end quote. For animals who needed vaccinations, medicine, or food, Stewart pays for the cost out of pocket. However, he often runs into animals with severe issues, such as tooth decay or illnesses that need treatment at a veterinary hospital. For these cases, Stewart uses his GoFundMe to cover surgeries and invasive procedures, which can cost pet owners thousands of dollars. So far, he has treated about 400 animals in the 9 years he has worked as a street vet. Stewart documents many of his stories through his TV series, Dr. Kwane, The Street Vet, which airs internationally in over 30 countries. When he isn't on the street walking around looking for animals he can treat, Stewart works for Netflix as a movie set animal expert to ensure the safety of animals on movie and commercial sets.
In today's next Optimist Daily Top Solution, infertile cancer survivor becomes first to give birth through a new procedure. While chemotherapy is often effective, it can also cause a slew of side effects that last long after a patient is cancer-free, such as infertility. This was the case for a French woman who underwent chemotherapy following her breast cancer diagnosis 5 years ago. The treatment worked as intended. She's now cancer-free, but it also left her infertile. Now, in a letter published in the journal's Annals of Oncology, reports that the woman has given birth to a healthy baby boy. The first child born via a new fertility procedure involving removing immature eggs, maturing them in the lab, and then freezing them for later use. It is the first time that eggs matured in vitro have been unfrozen and implanted successfully. Before undergoing the treatment, the woman, who chose to remain anonymous, met with Michael Greinberg, head of Department of Reproductive Medicine and Fertility Preservation at Antoine Beclair University Hospital, to discuss her fertility options before beginning chemotherapy. At the time, an ultrasound revealed that her ovaries had 17 sacs containing immature eggs. Doctors could have administered hormones to speed up the development of the eggs, but the process would have taken too long and possibly worsened her cancer. Instead, the woman opted to have doctors remove 7 immature eggs and use a technique called in vitro maturation to develop them in the lab. They then froze the mature eggs and she underwent chemotherapy. 5 years later, the woman found herself unable to conceive. Once again, the doctors could have administered hormones to stimulate her ovaries to produce eggs, but that might have caused her cancer to return. So she opted to try using her frozen eggs to get pregnant. 6 of the 7 eggs survived the thawing process, and doctors managed successfully to fertilize 5 of those with sperm. They then implanted 1 of the fertilized embryos into the woman's uterus, and 9 months later, in July, she gave birth to her son, Jules. Jules might be the first baby born via this technique, but more could follow soon. According to Greinberg, 2 other women are currently pregnant and undergoing the procedure at his hospital.
For our next solution, old EV batteries could serve new energy purpose after they've reached their end. In the last couple of years, the number of electric vehicles, or EVs, being sold worldwide has been growing at a promising rate. And that's great news for the environment. The problem, however, is that when these cars reach the end of their useful life on the road, they're expected to leave their old batteries behind as a nasty residue. And with e-waste already being a massive worldwide problem, and then analysts in the EV industry say that similar difficulties could develop when an EV and their batteries reach the end of their lives. But a recent study conducted by researchers in the UK puts forward some interesting solutions to this global waste challenge. The scientists say valuable materials, including cobalt, could be extracted or harvested from the EV lithium iron batteries when they no longer work. These materials could then be used to make new batteries. According to an alternative study, an EV battery, much like a battery in a mobile phone, loses some of its effectiveness during its life cycle, but can still hold up to 80% of its power. While it's not suitable for continued road use, it could then be adapted for other purposes. Another good use would be using the old EV batteries for energy storage to feed into the electricity grid or directly into buildings. In Japan, for instance, the Toyota car company has pioneered a scheme which hooks up old EV batteries with solar panels to power convenience stores. As more EVs are sold worldwide every year, it's vital that the industry embraces such solutions to address this growing problem.
In today's final story on the Optimist Daily's top stories, 7 lessons from the life of Hidden Figures' Katherine Johnson. Katherine Johnson, an African-American mathematician who made critical contributions to the space program at NASA, became a household name after the famous book, Hidden Figures, and subsequent movie, detailed her work for the space organization. Johnson passed away this week at the age of 101, and her legacy as a scientist and female empowerment icon lives on. This week, we reflect on 7 lessons we learned from her life and influential career. Lesson 1. Mentors make a difference. Johnson entered West Virginia State College High School at the age of 14, where she met and took classes with Angie Turner King, one of the first African-American women to earn a master's degree in math and chemistry. She also met W.W. Shiflin Clater, the third African-American to earn a PhD in mathematics in America. These early mentors influenced her decision to become a research mathematician. 2. high school mathematics count. After completing the regular high school curriculum, Clater created advanced classes just for Johnson, including a course on analytic geometry. Johnson would later use some of these analytical skills to verify the computer calculation for John Glenn's orbit around the Earth and help determine the trajectory for Apollo 11. Lesson number 3, grit matters. Johnson was one of the first 3 carefully selected students to desegregate West Virginia University's graduate program and fought to become the first woman to have her name on a NASA research report. Lesson 4, the power of self-advocacy. Women were not allowed to attend the NASA test flight briefings until Johnson asked so many questions about the briefing's content that she was eventually allowed to attend. Lesson 5, the power of a team. Johnson joined the West Computing Group at Langley Research Center at a time when only 2% of all African American women had earned a college degree. The group meticulously checked each other's work to ensure no errors were made. Lesson 6, the power of advocating for other women. After Johnson moved to the maneuver load branch of the Flight Research Division, Dorothy Vaughn, her previous boss, told her new director, Henry Pearson, to give Johnson a raise or send her back to the West Computing Group. Johnson's work was so good, Pearson had no choice but to offer her a full-time job and a pay raise. And lesson 7, the legacy of possibility. Johnson inspired generations of women to pursue careers in math and science, and her story will continue to do so even after her passing this week. The U.S. State Department showed hidden figures throughout the developing world to encourage girls and women to consider the possibilities of careers in math and science. Mattel also created a Katherine Johnson Barbie and its Inspiring Women series. Johnson's loss is mourned by all who were inspired and uplifted by her lifetime of service as a pioneering woman in science, and her legacy of determination and empowerment will live on for generations.
Well, thank you for listening to the Optimist Daily Update. Please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com for just $5 a month to support reader-funded independent journalism. Be a part of the solution, changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset.